Time now in a 1-0 game in the fourth inning for our Mets Insider Report presented by Newsday. Mark Carraig joins us here in the booth. With the Mets ahead 1-0 in the fourth inning, Justin Upton at the plate. John East's pitch, a changeup, swung on and missed, nothing and one. So, read any good books lately there, Mr. Carraig?
Can you confirm that none of us were traded last night, so that's good, I guess.
I can only imagine how late you were up last night doing rewrite. The 0-1 pitch, he is in for a strike, it's nothing and two. Take us through the process of the crazy day yesterday.
Well, I was saying to a friend, like in the movies, they see reporters kind of like banging away at a keyboard. It's very exciting. It's never really like that. Last night, it was like that.
0-2, rip and a miss by Upton. John Neese with a strong start here in the fourth inning, one away.
Like, for instance, you would never say, stop the presses. It just never happens. But the closest you can come is rip up the back page. And one of our guys actually had to make that call in the Newsday newsroom last night, which is insane. So I know there are guys that have been there for decades that said they can't remember a night quite like that.
And just to kind of reassemble the parts here in a moment, as Solarte steps in and takes out side 1-0, the only thing I remember from my journalism classes, I had a professor, his name was Roger Boyd, B-O-Y-E, and the 1-0 pitch to Solarte banged on the ground to third, smothered by Uribe, in on the grass, throws across, two down. Very first day of class, Professor Boyd said, kids, if your mother says she loves you, check it out and back it up with a second source. And I know all of you guys in the print media followed that template. So it had to be so frustrating yesterday because it seemed like everything you were doing to confirm everything pointed towards we got a trade.
Well, I think, you know, I'd be the first to say if there was an issue with the reporting. But, I mean, I can say, you know, as a whole, I don't think there was an issue with the reporting last night.
Pitch to Jerko is taken low 1-0.
I think the issue was it's 2015, things move fast, and, you know, like, we can see things in real time. If this were 10 years ago, this might have happened. No one maybe catches a peep of it until after the game, you know, and it plays out a lot slower.
Here's a quick question for you, though. Reporters depend on sources. If leaks were plugged in every organization and with every agent, would sources dry up?
Here's the 1-0 from Neese on the way to Jerko. He takes, and it's a strike on the outside.
I would say there's way too much self-interest involved for things to dry up. I mean, really, when you think about it, it's good for the game. People pay attention to this stuff.
1-1, a rip and a miss by Jerko. It's now 1-2.
You know, you think, like, just imagine if you're playing fantasy with your friends. You got to get the word out that, you know, you need to get something done or you want to get something done. And certainly this is a way that happens in real life, too.
1-2 pitch on the outside corner, strike three. Jerko flips his bat like, really? That's a strike? Neese, though, rings up his fifth strikeout already. And, boy, I wish we had a little more time with Mark Carraig. But we'll keep the fires burning for you.
Oh, it's not going to slow down.
Yeah, and we'll be reading you tomorrow for sure. It is a 1-0 Met lead to the bottom of the fourth. Thanks, Mark, on the WOR Mets Radio Network, driven by your Tri-Honda dealers.
Discover the Newsday digital experience with the new Newsday app. From baseball to football, Newsday delivers the region's best news and sports coverage 24/7. Whether at home or on the go, the Newsday app keeps you informed with award-winning coverage of your favorite New York sports teams from Newsday's top sports writers. With the Newsday app, you can also check out the latest news, scores, stats, and standings delivered directly to your tablet or smartphone. Get Newsday delivered your way only with the Newsday app. Download the Newsday app or go to newsday.com/sports.
Mets trying to continue the buzz from late last night, but it's 2-0 Washington now as we go to the fourth inning. The game last night was won at 1-1-1-1, 11:11 p.m. 4-1s on the clock for number four, Mr. Florence, and his four-base hit was the walk-off winner. In the fourth inning here, the Mets Insider Report presented by Newsday. And joining us here in the booth, not Mark Carraig, no. Dave Lennon is in the house tonight to try to make sense of what's going on of late. The ground to Wilson Ramos, who pounds one down near third, foul ball. Kind of flailed at by Murphy. It gets beyond him. No balls and a strike. So where does last night rank for you in terms of recent Met victory? I mean, just the size and the scope.
Well, it was interesting that you heard Terry the other day mention that it was comparable to Johan Santana's no-hitter.
0-1 pitches inside, 1-1.
Which was pretty strong praise to put it in that category. I mean, it was everything. It was a 48-hour span that, you know, you mentioned trying to make sense of it. You really can't.
1-1 from DeGrom.